Hello and welcome to Mistakes Have Been Made. Hello and welcome to Mistakes Have Been Made. This is the fantastic panel show, and this week we've got a bit of a evil theme. I am your glorious dictator, Cameron Bray, and joining me are my ineffable lackeys, Matthew Simmons and Alfie Shaw. With Alfie, we've got Danny Cook, and with Matt, we've got Lee Watkins. And this week, the rules are quite simple. Dissenters will die.
Awkward.
So, question one. Which Ugandan warlord has been successfully stopped by social media?
Ping Coney.
Well, no, he hasn't been successfully.
The other one that no one's heard of.
No, that's his none.
He still
reigns supreme.
Yeah. I always love the criticism of that when everyone says you don't even know where Uganda is, but he's actually hiding in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Well, democratic's quite a bit of it. You can't just call yourself democratic.
What is Uganda?
I'm just quoting what they've called themselves.
What is Uganda?
It's a band.
Oh, okay. All right, I've heard of them. I thought it was that rash you get under your...
I think like he's a really terrible lead singer and they just can't get him out of Uganda and they won.
Oh,
so they need
God.
The whole world to unite.
Probably that's
so
behind
is that
them.
Why Eurovision is happening this year?
Kind of.
Can we have him instead of the other guy, the old guy we've got? Can we just have Joseph Kony?
Kony
on the shirt.
That would be good because then the Americans could take him.
We've got Engelbert Humperdinck this year.
Yeah, I know.
We lose.
Who?
Have you never Engelbert Humperdinck?
Wow.
That's his stage name. He picked it on purpose so that people remember him.
See, I think they should have casted him as Watson instead of Lucy Liu, personally. But, you know, I think he would have been a better choice for Watson instead of Lucy Liu if we're going to do anything with Coney.
So just think about, instead of, you know, putting this girl on trial, what you want to do is take him and put him in an American remake of Sherlock Holmes as Watson.
Yes.
Well, you want Coney to play Watson?
Just think of the diverse audiences you'd attract to that.
Well, you could put him in anything. You could put him in any shirt at all, and he'd get
I
the same
it'd be better if he
audience.
Showed up on like EastEnders, like Albert Square. And he just walks into the Queen Vic and orders a pint.
That'd Come here, you slag!
Yeah, it could work. He could like, be woven into it quite easily, I imagine.
And he's main character.
His past
like...
catches up with him.
Would you let him on as an actor, or just let him into the street whilst they're performing, and he just let him do what he wants?
Well, just Coney and the his Liberation Army just walk on
and take like kind of a live episode like they always do the best special.
They just have a siege in the Queen Vic.
They could guest star on Glee. They could have their own little number and everything.
Oh my God.
Can he sing? Can
children
Coney sing?
Well, there is enough children. Yeah.
Sorry.
What do we need?
I'm sorry.
I would be very happy for all the Glee cast to be made part of his army. Very happy. Very
what
happy.
Has there never been a Glee EastEnders crossover? Anybody ever thought
Glee
about that?
EastEnders. It writes itself. It really does.
Can I get in on
but
that?
But it would be. Can we swear on this or not? I'm not sure.
Go for it.
No, I won't. But yeah, it's not going to be good, is it?
But what word what word did you want to use?
They did a musical episode of EastEnders, though.
Can we do a musical episode?
Comment release.
Well, we basically do every week. You guys just talk about songs, and I just sit here and go,
yeah, just not a clue. You talk about music, doesn't
that's
make
not
it
music.
A musical
that might be, okay. That might be where you struggle with
yeah.
music talk.
I'll sing along next time, it'll be fine.
But yeah, I mean, I know it's a tragedy, but I think that the whole Facebook thing is probably the wrong way to go about it.
Yeah.
I mean, even knowing who he is isn't really going to fix anything, because all you get now is regurgitated information that's 5 years out of date, at least. In some cases, 8 years.
Does he even have a Facebook? Does he even know that people are...
I don't think people
sure
are going to mass unfriend him. That's not the extent of the campaign.
I'm pretty
people
sure
unlike his
really?
Page
I thought we were trying to like bully him, you know? Like, cyberbully him. I thought that was the idea.
Yeah, but I don't think he's like paying much attention.
I think he's busy doing other things other
like
than
building
checking.
A massive child army.
Like children, probably.
Like child armies.
But
yeah.
He checks his Twitter regularly.
His Twitter's just going, nee-nee-nee-nee-nee.
But they must all have Facebook. I mean, everybody does.
You're right. I mean, they're that perfect demographic, like 14-year-olds, right? Definitely.
Yeah.
Sorry, so you're saying Joseph Kony's demographic is same as Justin Bieber?
They could almost
same
be the same.
My God,
audience.
You're right.
I reckon they've inflicted as much harm on the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Both are obsessed with babies.
Can't deny.
Never seen them both in the same room.
Oh. Good call.
I mean, Cody lives inside of Justin Bieber. And occasionally, just like.
Should be the
like a Russian like doll. Yeah. Like you take him out, Justin Bieber, and then you take him out, you have like Lindsay Lohan, then you just go smaller and smaller.
Really? But
it's like, who do you end up with?
I kind of think that he's kind of popped up to kind of fill a void because we've had, you know, last year we obviously had, you know, quite a lot of evil people dying, all mental in their own way. You know, right. You obviously Kim Jong-il, lists upon lists upon lists. You know, Gaddafi, mental, terrible dress sense. You know, horrible. Bin Laden, very odd man.
But
so
great,
is this why we're
fashion.
Going after these people?
Yes, because right. Joseph Kony believes himself the physical embodiment of the Holy Spirit.
Really?
Yeah, that's, that is why he fights.
So he's religious as well?
Yeah.
Oh, can't get any worse, can it?
Whoa.
Straight into the low blow.
A jerk.
That's the thing, he just seems to have cropped up. It seems as like, as if the world has turned into a James Bond film, that once we get rid of one, this other kind of weird...
Does that mean we're going to send, like, Richard Dawkins on, like, a secret mission in a tuxedo to get rid of
just
him?
Just oil Daniel Craig up and send him in?
Yeah.
Oil Daniel Craig. I like where this is going already. Right.
I reckon he'd be up for it, though. I reckon...
He'd be up for anything. Fine, yeah. Especially if I'm involved.
Daniel Craig versus Joseph Kony.
If Daniel Craig is listening, which I know he obviously is, call me.
Bringing the talk of violence back home, as it were.
Right. Okay. America.
Yeah.
No.
Eight letters, one word, football. Britain,
yes.
Good.
Great Britain.
Great Britain, yes.
Greatest of Britain.
Wait, can you guys just like apologise to each other?
I'm so
like,
sorry
Britain,
for what we've
sorry.
Done.
Yeah,
my bad.
What are we apologising for?
But, yeah. America told us to apologise, and because we're Britain, we do what America says.
Cameron's a bitch.
So, yes, a study this week, commissioned and presented by Channel 4, has concluded that... what group has said that, like Kony, they would resort to violence to, you know, achieve their aims?
The Lib Dems.
I wish. I so wish I could give you points for that.
Nick Clegg with a Kalashnikov.
No, not Nick Clegg.
It might be One Direction.
No,
it's probably One Direction.
Yeah, we're gonna go with One Direction.
That's what makes you beautiful, bullets to the face.
Okay, no. The Wanted. It's The Wanted. Definitely.
Is that why they call themselves The Wanted?
Yeah, The Wanted. Yeah, definitely.
But I can see Min Campbell. I can see Min Campbell just like properly just like punching somebody.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah.
Just armed revolution against the Tories. We've had enough of being your whipping boys. Mm. I don't know who's violent in the UK. The Welsh.
We don't.
No. You don't get it.
They may be Welsh people in this.
Yeah.
It's the BNP.
Oh,
the BNP
okay.
Oh, my God. What is it? Justified.
Yeah, they believe that, because of a survey of 2,000 people who identify as far right, over 60% of them said that they believe that a race war is going to happen at any moment.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And that they should get the first swing in. That was kind of their justification.
It might break out.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Question.
So we better make this happen. Yes.
Yeah.
Did they pull those same people to act if they've seen any of the Mad Max films?
I feel like
those are the same people that have like you know fallout shelters and you know like tons of guns arsenal
and
hidden behind a library wall.
But I'm just really surprised that the people they surveyed could actually like fill out a survey.
Like the hub of the BNP in England is Barnsley, which is quite near where I'm from, right? And like it's absolutely all just in the streets, just getting bombarded with normal people. Say it, it's hilarious. It's not really a punchline to that. Just go to Barnsley.
Just go and see it for yourself.
Have you seen the thing about the Channel 4 TV show? It's like something like set in Bradford, like a kind of reality TV thing. And that's just been like kind of like this is like insidious level of racism.
Oh, yeah.
Gypsy weddings?
No.
Was it a documentary? They did a documentary about the English Defence League and some extreme.
Yeah, but it's something about like putting the Britain back in Bradford or something.
Oh, yeah. I heard that tagline, but I didn't really get what it was in reference to.
Well, because like Bradford has been like a really big centre of like a lot of like trouble between like Muslims and.
It was
a show to kind of promote this kind of thing that they're Muslim, but they can also identify as British people, and this seemed a difficult concept. Yeah, but this seemed
now they are British people.
This seemed a difficult concept for a lot of people in Bradford to kind of comprehend.
Maybe because they were from Bradford.
Maybe.
It's a bit of an insult, that. I'm from near Bradford, actually, so I'm going to tame it down.
It's fine. Oh, you're from near Bradford. Near Bradford, you're not in Bradford kind of itself.
And kind of do you identify as British?
Or from Bradford?
I do.
Oh,
yes.
Hold her back. Hold her back.
She will. Although I'm not particularly patriotic.
Gotcha. Yeah. Unlike these two with America.
You know, it's, as a kind of like sub-question, we've not really been set a good example because, you know who's had to resign? Because of violence they've displayed.
Oh, was that Eric Joyce?
Yes.
Did you resign from that? I resigned from your religion. Goodbye.
All Muslims have to resign.
There we go.
Well, it's in the Quran somewhere.
You can oh, God.
Oh, wow.
It's not, is it? It's a jerk.
Come on.
Wow.
Oh, it was a joke.
No, look.
You can read the Quran. Feel free to read the Quran. It's not in there that the Muslims need resign.
He says, "What a giant picture of Osama on his shirt."
I'm not sure what kind of message that was sent out.
But with a big like cross.
Oh right.
You know.
I think probably most Muslims are against Osama.
Yeah.
I think most people.
Anyone else imagine unwrapping his turban and then finding like Voldemort on the back of his head? Did anyone else like see that happening?
No. I think
like,
because. What you've done there is confused reality with fiction.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Because I thought you were going to say that, you know, like, he was going to unwrap in either A, there was going to be a little. Like,
little version. Yeah.
Under it, or he was just going to have, like, long flowing hair.
But did he never cut?
Well, if it was just long and blonde and turned
out,
he
walking out of walking out of the sea onto the beach, it's all like flapping.
Because you're worth it.
Long and blonde, turns out he's Oath. Oh my god! Wow.
Luke has just given us a message.
Well, yeah.
Luke, can you read your message? I'd really love you to. Oh, he has Luke no voice.
And I say because subtlety is appreciated, I think, but probably not by all members of this.
Any of the panel.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I love every member in this room.
Anyway, moving on from this type of violence, you didn't answer the question.
It was Eric Joyce.
Yes, it was. What happened?
Well, basically, he decided to get drunk in a House of Commons.
Yeah, it's the bar.
And he decided to make a lot of comments saying that he not only kind of assaulted other like people for political agendas, but also he headbutted a guy.
Mm.
And then when the police went to detain him, he said, "You can't touch me, I'm an MP." Which, it's true.
And then they arrested him anyway, didn't they?
Yeah. Apparently they could touch him.
Very rude. But then that shows they're very rude. That's just kind of like, because he clearly said, "You can't arrest me, I'm an MP." They did.
No, it was, you can't touch him. And I think he was just quoting MC Hammer, so it was taken out of context.
But I think the headbutting wasn't taken out of context.
That was in the video. Didn't you
really?
Yeah,
no, I haven't seen
80s.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he's resigned from the Labour Party, which is a...
He didn't... Did he properly resign? I thought there was like...
No, he's gone.
A three-month ban.
No, he got banned like by the parliamentary committee. Yeah.
three months.
But he's been given like parliamentary discipline, but he personally has resigned from the Labour Party. Like, he no longer represents them.
Because the Labour Party basically kind of higher echelon just looked at him and was like, get out.
Oh, which funny means, that.
Yeah. We want headbutting lunatics in our party.
Which is just a shame because they never got rid of John Prescott.
Yeah.
You know, one rule for front benches, one rule for back benches. Obviously, one of the big problems is the whole bar thing, because it's heavily subsidised by the taxpayer. Cheap alcohol for MPs.
Well, yeah, but it turns into one of these things. It's like, but how much do they make? Don't they make loads anyway?
The minimum wage of an MP is $65,000 a year, about, but then depending on...
But a lot of them have second jobs.
Well, no, you can't have a second job.
No, but
you can consult with different companies.
But a lot of them like do newspaper calls and stuff.
There's stuff like that you can do, and there's also if you sit on different like parliamentary commissions, you get paid more.
Yeah, but like Boris Johnson's what?
He's not an MP.
$20,000.
Nonetheless, I still don't think
he's not been an MP.
That paying for people to get drunk.
I'm really out of touch.
Inverted commas on the word consult, even though we're on the radio.
Whoa! It's quite awkward. Wow, he pointed it out.
Well.
Yeah,
I
had
sandwich for a while
stuff.
So far.
Do you
know? I need to be heard.
Glee, well, I want to call her Glee, but Lee, say something American to balance it out.
Mm.
hot dog, hamburger, goddamn!
I'm gonna say, like, yeah. I don't know, like, had it happened in Parliament, I would have been quite happy for him to get away with it. Yeah. And it happening, had they just been arguing, and he just, like, ran across the hall and nutted a guy over a thing, I'd have been like,
yeah. Wait, shows stop. Passion. Okay, American time for, like, 5 seconds. Okay, so I discovered that bottled means you hit somebody over the head with a bottle. Yeah. What does nutted mean?
Headbutt.
With it, I don't understand. Okay.
But you know what? You just have to think of it in really simple terms, because I remember when people say, oh, glassed, and I went, what could that possibly mean? And I'm like, oh, wait, of course. It means to break glass. I'm like, we didn't give it a tagline. We just did it.
Does that apply does that apply to everything? Can you, like, have chaired someone?
Yeah. I know, yeah. Like,
You know, if you get punchable,
it depends what kind of, yeah, but it,
okay.
But it depends
what kind
get
of
it.
Impact you're going for. Like, if you say that someone's been, you know, hit, you say, oh, but you say someone's been chaired, you think, wow. someone's had a chair. Like,
but if you say someone's been canned, it doesn't mean they've been hit by a can, it means they've been gotten rid of.
Yeah, we've came here.
No, we have it.
In wrestling in America, what do they call it when they hit someone with a chair? Is that just...
You just hit someone with a chair.
You have a word for it.
Wow.
No, we don't have, like, a word for it.
You have to have a word for it.
No, all right, we've moved on to wrestling. This is getting really awkward now.
Because when you said nutted, my immediate thought was that he just... Whoa!
There's several meanings to that in America, that would
come under the category of I would be so impressed that I would let him get away with it.
Wait, someone out with that, then yeah.
Sorry, it would come under what?
The category.
Oh, I went there.
Yeah,
Luke
liked it. Should we turn back to
Muslims? No, let's not go.
All right. Okay.
But anyway, so going on from a kind of, you know, I guess a kind of like a little bit of fear, like in the distance for violence, to what is a very real fear for me. Why have 8,000 people been forced from their home in Wagga Wagga, New South Wales?
Wagga Wagga.
Because
of wolf fire. Because of the largest website in Australia.
Wagga Wagga 2012. Yeah.
Well, apparently there's there's a rising. From what is it?
It was a flood.
The flood
is actually what kicked them out. It's not the spiders.
Well, it kicked 8,000 people out.
And then the spiders came.
And then the spiders came. Mm. They got afraid of the rising water and they took over the town and basically filled it with, like, loads of just web.
Yeah.
Covered the
distance. It's very impressive to watch, but it's also very good because it kills all the mosquitoes. So everyone's like, oh, this is really bad, but actually it's very good.
They're not living there to have the problem of mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's true.
So why would
they? You guys say that because you haven't actually encountered wolf spiders. Wolf spiders are terrifying.
We've had this discussion. Wolf spiders
are
the global,
the
global spider species.
Well, have you personally battled one?
What do you mean?
No, I think you have.
Oh, God, come on, man.
Okay, wait, sorry. Before we even go into how, you know, terrible inverted commas they are.
They're terrifying.
Before we even go there.
Magnifying glass of the sun, you're fine.
They're like this big. Like the size of my
hand. Fair.
Okay, your hand's really small.
Then.
But, like, do the spiders have any representation? Because they obviously have squatter's rights.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's defending the spiders,
they're
talking about...
I don't care if they have rights.
Hideous. Are you from Bradford?
Yes.
They're British. I'm putting the Britain. Well, the Australia.
Technically, if we go back a few generations,
not British anymore. Technically,
they're prisoners of Her Majesty.
Yeah.
Can we just go back to the place called Wagga Wagga?
Yeah, I just.
Can't go back because there's spiders there.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you a little high five. There you go.
It's I believe it's where Pac-Man comes from.
They were chased by ghosts.
They thought all the webs were just ghosts and ran away.
They collected all the cherries as well. So
Saved all the cherries,
I'm still not going to go with Wagga Wagga. I'm going to go Awa Awa.
See, I thought it was Wagga.
Everyone says Wagga, and I'm going to stick with Awa.
Okay.
This is literally the first time I've heard about this new story.
No, this one? It's completely real.
Yeah, it's a couple.
Yeah,
of,
no, I'm just saying. I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's
not the only
time.
Like,
I'm just going
to
put yours.
No, Pac-Man. The sound effect they met.
Well, I thought you were confusing that with the name.
Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga.
Okay, yeah.
No, but like in Pac-Man, everyone here, and mainly in England, I've heard people go Wagga 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 Wagga, I always go Awa.
I thought you were gonna say like kind of like with Ayers Rock and, you know, Uluru. You were gonna say, well, no, I'm not gonna use the Wagga Wagga. I'm gonna use the original Aborigine of Awa.
Damn it, that would have made me sound good. Can we go with that? That's what the Aborigine.
Stop it.
But
Luke, Rewind, make me sound clever.
Yeah, but no, it's like, because this is like a rising trend. I'm actually quite terrified because this happened in India last year. Like, same thing, like flooding, spiders took over like a small village.
But only when the people go away.
Yeah, the spiders haven't actually done anything bad.
No, not just that, because the thing about wolf spiders is they're really individualistic normally. They fight to the death. But you know what the flood waters force them to do? To work together as a unit. Tens of thousands of spiders.
Do you think they're just going to all come together and be one giant big spider?
Like a Wild Wild West, just a huge...
We just need one giant duster.
I just referenced Wild Wild West.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's something America, well, we'll never forget.
It's on my
today we'll never forget because it was a tragedy.
And then on a...
Although, can I just say, is this every time, I understand it, water rises, all these spiders get together?
Not every time any water
rises. So this thing is like global warming. So we'll be safe so if you wanted the to giant summon wolf them. Spider invasion.
I don't think you'll be around by the time global warming really kind of...
Are you going to kill him?
Next
50 years.
Yeah,
unless
you do something
I can neither
evil.
Confirm nor deny anything.
This is my last podcast.
But I go away from spiders
okay.
to another man who has trouble keeping his hands to himself. Why has the Pope been in the news again this week?
The Pope has his own scent, which is made of lime tree, grass, and veranda, I think it's called.
Veranda?
No, not like the view. It's something
he doesn't
weird.
Smell of a porch.
Yeah. And...
That's what I imagine.
Yeah, basically, a whole load of Catholics got their own scent made for them, and they said, this is nice. And so the Pope said, I have some of that. But I think it's always...
No, he's got his own scent.
Yeah, he's got his own.
Have you smelled it?
He's got his own scent, as in like he's made his own perfume.
No, he's not like Cheryl Cole.
Do they have them in magazines where you could, like, you know, smell it?
It's in the Bible, actually.
Ooh!
Scratch and sniff in the Bible.
Old Testament or New Testament?
Both.
Should be in both. I think that's the way.
The Last Supper. Wine.
Wow.
Betrayal.
Yes. that should be what the Pope calls his perfume. Scent of betrayal.
Actually, you know what? It would be nice ominous. If you had one for each scent, actually. I'm quite curious.
Don't know, the people who made them do have ones for each sort of sin.
No.
Yeah, they did. One of them is... And obviously, it's not going to be by the Catholic Church because it emulates. If I'm quoting this correctly, it emulates the smell of a woman's skin
during arousal.
Yeah, after a period of arousal.
It's called nude. They've all got some difference of suit.
Okay, I wonder what sloth would smell like. Like bag old of Fritos and like.
It would smell like Rohypnol.
Oh my
god. That's not sloth.
I always forget what Rohypnol smells like.
We don't just be Rohypnol. That's
to
recreate the smell of
Rohypnol. Yeah. I imagine it smells like chloroform as well.
Yeah, I just always forget.
And chloroform come together.
That's the problem. They tell me to breathe in and I just forget it. Good times.
So from one drug to another, what have researchers in Norway, they've uncovered 50-year-old evidence suggesting that what would be a nice cure to alcoholism?
I love
LSD.
Yeah, but this is done from a survey in Norway in the 60s. Of course, LSD solves everything.
They redid it. They looked at it from 500 people, and they said there was a benefit. After several months, but it decreased after a year.
But they've not done a new survey.
They've used all this old information.
See, I would imagine the main benefit would be, you know, it's improving on beer goggles, because rather than making everyone more attractive,
you make them dragons.
Everyone is a dragon, which is an improvement in my opinion.
Well, but you know what? I think my favorite
that's
quote
quite revealing about your psychology.
The UK drug advisor David Nutt, which is a perfect name. Said, curing alcohol dependency.
Professor?
Yeah, Professor David Nutt. Sorry, Professor Nutt.
Professor Nutter.
Curing alcohol dependency requires huge changes in the way you see yourself. That's what LSD does. Wow. And he was sacked. Why? Because I think he followed up with heroin cures cancer.
Ah. But he was actually he was actually
that was actually genuine article in the Daily Mail a couple of days ago.
No, but he was actually
was he high at the time or
he was getting over his alcoholism, of course he was.
But he was actually sacked for saying that ecstasy shouldn't be a class A drug. All he said.
Yeah.
No, he said he didn't say he didn't mind it being a class A, he just wanted it to be class C.
Yeah, no, he reclassified. He wanted reclassified. So.
Yeah. That's what I said, like he didn't have a problem with it being illegal, but his idea was that you shouldn't be punished for 50 years of, you know, importing ecstasy.
I think the strands just exploded.
Anyway, ignoring
LSD, love it.
Yeah,
that race was kicked off outside.
America.
Yeah.
Okay. Ignoring what seemed like a death knell in the background. We're going to move on to the what I'm going to call. I've decided finally on a name for the Raw one. The main event.
Oh. Now we know.
Yeah, Reggie the Lion.
Now we know.
Reggie the Lion would love it. So anyway, even though we don't really care about sport, it cheekily carries on under our nose.
I must add that I care about sport.
Ah, okay.
Not rugby though. Not rugby.
Well there we go. Yeah. Leave. Okay. Yeah. We don't care about.
Can you leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't at this point. I don't think.
No, but we'll.
No, you can.
We'll make
you
can. We'll make it.
We'll include that. That's kind of the point. We don't care about rugby.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, why have we been forced to care about rugby?
Because it was a massive fight.
That's pretty much all that.
That's why we care, because I don't know, I think we lost the match quite spectacularly. But more importantly, there was a great big fight. People were sick all over the place. It was a massive mess.
Yeah, there was a whole huge thing about it.
Probably spilled over into like train journeys home.
Yeah. The whole thing was massive.
Can somebody recap for me, because I wasn't there? Like
none of us were there.
None of us. Oh. But basically,
we're using the faithful journalism of Raw.
Got it.
No, we have my friend's flatmate got headbutted and had to go to hospital, so we do know it is somewhat serious.
Did someone preface that with "Can your mother sew"?
No.
Because. Have you never heard that?
Yes, just ridiculous.
I just love that.
You blame me for
that. Well, Eric Joyce would do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What would Jesus do? What would Joyce do?
But it just seemed like a pretty, like, odd. Because like, literally, that was Raw's headline, not that we lost, because that's not important.
No. No, we skip past that.
Was that, you know, if Varsity gets violent?
It seemed to be that. Kings gained like some kind of victory out of beating two people when they did.
It's a proper like Dunkirk act. I love
that. I heard that apparently there was one of the people that was, again, this is so much rumors abound on Twitter, that apparently one of the things was that actually a Kings guy beat up another Kings guy who had simply pretended to be from UCL to kind of wind him up, and he went a bit too far.
Well, he deserved everything he got.
Have you seen this list? This list is brilliant. It's on the front of Raw. It says a double loss for Kings, match suspended because of flares. Reggie in trouble. Apparently, even the mascot got in on the
fight. He got arrested.
Yeah, he did. Wow. Pitch invasion. Presentation held after crowd dispersed. But this is the best bit. KCL Radio Raw coverage. Best ever.
Oh, nice.
We salvaged something from this.
But I know it's suspended by flares. Like, I didn't know 70s fashion was so damaging to sports.
He's had that all week.
But yeah, I mean, but obviously,
oh,
and then
some flares.
I can't look.
They're terrible. We cannot play.
Maybe that's what the chloroform is for. You smell a bit of chloroform, they wake up with flares. Shit goes down.
Well, so if you do the ingenious thing of flipping Raw over, which actually confused quite a lot of people. I saw a lot of people confused by the idea that suddenly their newspaper was upside down.
I was one of those people.
It was a bit like manga.
It was a bit odd,
it was a bit confusing.
You're reading the wrong page. Please turn the back of the
book.
The manga's
you read the other way, like right to left.
Well, maybe it was like a choose your own adventure, like those old like Goosebumps book. Like, you know, turn to this page if you want some good journalism.
Do you
want to
be bored?
Flip it over if you want to be bored.
Do you
want to
be bored by rugby or
Raw does make an awful lot more sense if you just read it backwards.
Yeah.
Hey, I read
Raw. I don't.
Leave us alone.
I think you can probably.
Oh,
like,
you're nice cry.
You can probably summon somebody up if you read it backwards.
Okay. Wow.
But so if you flip it over, it was the election special, and luckily, because I thought when we did this show, I thought, oh, you know what. The election would have been over. We'd been like quite outdated with all our kind of bad jokes about how terrible it would have been organised.
We're more in the midst of it now, though.
Yeah, we're right there in the heart of it now because, as you know, as Wimper quite accurately reported, President Putin has now become president of the King's College Student Union.
I think you should.
With 140% of the vote.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow.
He was initially seen as an outside contender, but very quickly was
the last minute he just swooped in.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah,
but I had someone point out.
Because he's that cool.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this election. I mean, I've been following it since 20 minutes ago.
I do love the new slogan for the election. The previous slogan was, you know, was it something like it's vote
think,
it?
Think it. Well, if you go think to it, vote it, change.
Think it, vote it, change it. But the new one, because obviously there was some allegations of corruption and dodgy dealings.
A mysterious John Doe or John Smith character was
Something along those lines has been being interviewed. So instead of that slogan, they've crossed that out and they just put do it again.
That's it.
Let's fuck it up again, ladies and gentlemen.
Do it again.
Do it again, but this time right.
What it should have been. Yeah. Do it right.
But
probably.
One of the things that I thought was weird, and it's only because of actually the election coverage in rural that I found out, was the fact that it's like a paid position of £22,500.
Yeah,
which like, is like why so many people are serious going for. Money for like.
But that's not just. I say that's not just the president. It's not staggered. That's every single person on that committee.
That is horrible.
Wait, really?
So yeah. Why am I not right?
I know.
According to Raw, maybe I'm wrong. But
according to
Raw,
just go for that role. Less work.
I mean, obviously. So for £22,000, we could be
paid.
Yeah.
You could, but that's like an average. That's like that's only about like £500 below minimum wage. Below the average wage in this country. So it's just like as a starting job, as your kind of first paid career.
Mid degree.
That's like pretty impressive.
Well, it could be less than mid degree, couldn't you?
Well, no, because you've got to be like a second officer.
No, you can do it at the end. You can do it like once you're finished.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty hardcore. So we're giving people £22,000 a year to design our new hoodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a super
good
as well.
That was the issue. They were like, we're gonna
number like three on one of these people's issue was like, new hoodies for KCL.
If that was like in the Labour manifesto, we want hoodies for everyone. UK is great.
Not free hoodies.
Better hoodies.
You still have to pay.
You still have to pay for that.
But I said that the only logical
the
resource.
Conservatives would do that. They'd have like class-based colours.
Yeah, they would definitely. It'd be like a brief.
I don't see colours. Action.
One would like a cravat.
But I said like the only logical recourse is like a king's uniform.
You know what? Yes,
this obsession with like a you know the perfect hoodie. Like all of a sudden, everyone's at the same one.
Would it be like a crown or something? Like you know, something wear a crown and have a scepter painted on it.
What? So when you put the hoodie over, it's got like a crown. Like a, on
yes,
because it'd be a uniform. Honestly.
Oh, a lion hood.
I would wear that. Oh, I would totally wear a lion hood.
Is that our? Is that? Do I mean, we have a mascot?
The whole of the strand comes
yeah,
like
the
a
mascot
Savannah, and just like
the lion.
Just lay around.
Right. And with this, with this King's Public, I'd like to announce my intention for running for president next year on the platform of bringing you a lion mane hoodie.
Yes,
we should try
that. I was
genuinely tempted to get a bunch of photos, posters with photos of me, and just say, "Don't vote for me. I've got no idea what I'm doing." And
just put massively, "Don't vote for me. I'm not running."
Yeah, exactly.
And then ... Or am I?
I'm not sure I did that. No, literally, I'm really not.
But
not.
I'm not running. But I feel really bad. If you're called Ron, you don't want to run for election. Like, because you just say that you vote Ron and people go on and click to reopen nominations. That's just going to end terribly.
But you can make that joke on your poster. You go, that's good, I'll vote Ron. But then that. It's like a cyclical thing, then they go, and then.
Yeah,
that was not really well explained.
But
it is funny. It was.
It's one of those things that's fun to watch visually, but. Yeah. You know, if you experience it, it's
on the wrong
high.
Media.
No.
Oh my.
So I'm going to say, I think that kind of brings everything to a nice close. And because none of you dissented, all you can live.
Oh!
Yay!
Wow.
Yay!
So,
you know, it's good to know that it's not about. Points or winning or losing, it's about
survival.
Yeah, staying alive. Survival. Yeah.
Exactly, that's what it is. But I would just have to point out, it is about winning. But like I said, I introduced myself as the glorious dictator, so I win.
Oh, right. Okay.
Good luck, Matt. Matt, I think this is a serious issue, and we should start Cameron 2012 to raise awareness of Cameron's dictatorship.
Yes, but right after 2012 happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right after that.
And on that note,
if we're still alive.
And on that note, and on that note, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Be more sad.
Bye.
Bye.
Help us! And I would like to extend my warmest thank yous to Matthew, Alfie, and to our wonderful guests, Danny and Lee. And once again, I'd like to thank Luke for helping us out.
Yay!
Yeah!
Luke!
This has been Mistakes Have Been Made, but in Mistakes Have Been Made, mistakes are never made.